November 19, 1926, how the divine will is agonizing in the midst of creatures, and how it wants to go out of this state. My always lovable Jesus, drawing me into his adorable will, made me see and feel the painful conditions in which the ingratitudes of creatures put him. And sighing with sorrow, he said to me, "My daughter, the pains of my divine will are unspeakable and inconceivable to the human nature. My will is inside all creatures, but it is in the nightmare of a terrible and harrowing agony, because instead of giving it dominion, to let it carry out its life in them, they keep it repressed, giving it no freedom to act, to breathe, to palpitate. So, the human will acts and breathes freely, it palpitates as it wants, while mine is there only to serve it, to contribute to their acts, and to remain within their acts. Agonizing, suffocated by the rattle of an agony of long centuries. My will fidgets inside the creatures, in the nightmare of an agony so harrowing. And its fidgets are the remorses of conscience, the disillusions, the setbacks, the crosses, the tiredness of life, and everything that can bother the poor creatures. Because it is right that, since they keep a divine will crucified and always in the rattle of agony, the divine will call them with its fidgets, unable to do otherwise, for it does not have dominion. Who knows whether, going back into themselves, in seeing the unhappiness that their bad will brings to them, they may give it a little breath and respite from its harrowing agony. This agony of my will is so painful, that my humanity, which wanted to suffer it in the Garden of Gethsemane, reached the point of seeking the help of my very apostles, but not even that I obtained. And the spasm was such that I sweat living blood. Feeling like succumbing under the enormous weight of the agony of my divine will, so long and terrible, I invoked the help of my celestial Father, saying to him, "Father, if it is possible, let this chalice pass from me." Single quote. In all the other pains of my passion, as atrocious as they were, I never said, "If it is possible, let this pain pass." On the contrary, on the cross I cried out, I thirst for pains. But in this pain of the agony of the supreme will, I felt all the weight of an agony so long, all the torment of a divine will that agonizes, that births in the human generations. What pain! There is no pain that can equal this. Now the supreme fiat wants to go out. It is tired, and at any cost it wants to go out of this agony so prolonged. And if you hear of chastisements, of cities collapsed, of destructions, these are nothing other than the strong contortions of its agony. Unable to bear it any longer, it wants the human family to feel its painful state and how strongly it wriggles about within them, without anyone who is moved to compassion for it. So, making use of violence, with its wriggling, it wants them to feel that it exists in them, but it does not want to be in agony anymore. It wants freedom, dominion. It wants to carry out its life in them. My daughter, what disorder in society because my will does not reign. Their souls are like houses without order, everything is upside down. The stench is so horrible as to be worse than a putrefied cadaver. And my will, with its immensity, which is not given to withdraw even from one heartbeat of a creature, agonizes in the midst of so many evils. This, in the general order. In particular, there is even more, in the religious, in the clergy, in those who call themselves Catholics. My will not only agonizes, but is kept in a state of lethargy, as if it had no life. Oh, how much harder this is. In fact, in the agony I at least wriggle about, I have an outlet, I make myself heard as existing in them, though agonizing. But in the state of lethargy there is total immobility, it is a state of continuous death. So, only the appearances, the clothing of religious life can be seen, because they keep my will in lethargy. And because they keep it in lethargy, their interior is drowsy, as if light and good were not for them. And if they do anything externally, it is empty of divine life and resolves into the smoke of vainglory, of self-esteem, of pleasing other creatures. And I and my supreme volition, while being inside, go out of their works. My daughter, what a front! How I would like everyone to feel my tremendous agony, the continuous rattle, the lethargy into which they put my will, because they want to do their own and not mine, they do not want to let it rain, they do not want to know it. Therefore, it wants to break the dikes with its wriggling, so that, if they do not want to know it and receive it by means of love, they may know it by means of justice. Tired of an agony of centuries, my will wants to go out, and so it prepares two ways, the triumphant way, which are its knowledges, its prodigies and all the good that the kingdom of the supreme fiat will bring, and the way of justice, for those who do not want to know it as triumphant. It is up to the creatures to choose the way they want to receive it.